Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. This is episode number 126 of The Life of Riley, entitled The School Formal Dance. Today's show originally aired on October 12th, 1946.
Feel for a beautiful smile, The Life of Riley for laughs. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's P-E-E-L, Teal. And right now, it's The Life of Riley. You hear a lot about problem children, but 16-year-old Babs Riley has a problem parent, her father. The scene opens in the Riley kitchen.
Oh, Babs, when is the dance being held? This Saturday, isn't it?
That's right, Mother, it's Saturday.
Dance? What dance? Babs, I don't want you going to them dance halls.
Oh, but Daddy...
Now, Riley, will you please...
I've seen what goes on in them dance halls. Wrestling to music. And then after the dance, those kids hop into their parents' cars and drive around like crazy, 60 miles an hour.
But, Riley,
and the first thing you know, there's a smash-up. And if you think I'm going to let Babs wreck our good car...
Riley, we haven't got a car.
That's right. Throw it up to me.
Besides, Babs isn't going to a dance hall. It's a school dance.
Oh. Oh, well, that's different. Okay, you can go, honey, and have a big night of it. But be home by 10.
Hey, now, Riley, be fair.
Mother, you and Daddy needn't quarrel about me. I'm not going to that silly dance.
You're not. You've been talking about it for weeks. Why not?
Oh, I'm just not going, that's all.
Well, you mean you ain't going on account of what I said? Oh, I apologize, honey. I want you to go to that dance.
Daddy, I told you I'm not going.
But why not?
Well, if you must know, no one has asked me.
Well, that's ridiculous. I just asked you.
Please,
mean...
I'd rather not discuss it anymore.
Oh, the poor child. This is the big dance of the season.
My daughter, a sweet, lovely girl. Not a friend in the world. An outlaw. Oh.
Now it isn't that bad.
Peg, there's a reason for this. And it ain't Babs who's to blame.
It certainly isn't.
I know who's to blame, Peg. And I might as well admit it. It's all your fault.
Mine? I encourage Babs to have a normal social life. But every time a boy comes around here, you kick him out.
I kick him out? Name one.
How about Simon Vanderhopper?
Name another. I mean, well, that Simon can't be trusted. He was always sitting in the living room alone with Babs, with the door closed.
Well, what of it? Is that a reason not to trust him?
Yeah, it is when he sticks bubble gum in the keyhole. It's no fun spending a whole day combing bubble gum out of your eyelashes.
All right, never mind Simon. What about Frankie Farron?
18 years old and he's got a mustache.
And there's a dozen others. You've scared them all off.
Well, gee, Peg, I was only trying to protect her.
Well, she doesn't need it. It isn't 1890. Fathers have changed.
Yeah, but boys haven't.
Babs can take care of herself.
Oh, gee, you make me feel like a heel. I mean, I didn't think.
You never do.
Well, I'm starting today. My head's made up. I'll see to it that Babs is the most popular girl in town. No daughter of mine is going to grow up to be a wallpaper. Peg. Hello, Peg. Guess what? I got Babs a date for the dance.
You what? How could you get
her? Oh, he's a swell fellow. He's coming to dinner tonight.
But where'd you meet him?
Well, he was in this gorgeous Cadillac, see? And he had a flat tire, so I got to talking and I blew it up for him. He looked like a nice kid, so I invited him to dinner.
But you don't even know him.
Oh, stop worrying. He's okay. Trust my female intuition.
Oh. But how do you know he'll ask Babs to the dance?
Well, I'll kind of hint.
Oh, you'll embarrass Babs.
Don't worry. I won't be like your father was with me. I won't twist his arm. Hey, he'll be here soon. Where's Babs? I want to tell her the good news.
Oh, don't tell her now. She's in the living room with Helene Smythe.
Helene Smythe? What's that snooty snip of a snob doing around here? Just because her father's a bank president, she thinks... Hey, I hope she ain't filling Babs' head with a lot of highfalutin' ideas.
Riley, shut that door. Don't eavesdrop.
Oh, Babs, what a pity.
pity that you won't be at the dance. I'm just heartbroken.
I'm sure you are, Helene.
It's going to be absolutely super swank. Our committee deliberately made it informal so that girls like you who can't afford a formal gown wouldn't be embarrassed.
Listen how she's needling Babs.
Well, how sweet of you, Helene. It's really a shame you're so unpopular. Of course, there's my cousin Wilbur. He is hideous, but I could force him to take you. No, thank you, Helene.
Atta girl. That dope Wilbur is a teller in the bank. When he wants to count up the 20, he's got to take off his shoes.
Don't worry about me, Helene. I can get my own date.
I'll say she can, and I'm going in and tell her I got her one.
No, Daddy.
Well, good evening, ladies.
Oh, hello, Daddy. Helene, you've met my father. Charm, Mr. Riley. Pardon my gloves.
Pardon my bare hands.
Guess what, Betsy, darling? I got you a date for the dance.
A date? You got me? Oh, Teddy, you and your joke.
Riley, please.
Well, it's no joke. He'll be here any minute.
How intriguing. Your father arranges dates for you. Tell me, Mr. Riley, are those escort bureaus expensive?
Listen, Helene, no escort bureau's got swell boys like this one. I picked him up off the street.
Riley, I need you in the kitchen.
Well,
please, Daddy. We'll discuss it later.
Well, sure, honey. Just wait till you see him, Babs.
Yes, I can just imagine, Babs, darling. Well, I'll be running along now.
Listen, that's him. That's his car. Come here, look.
Yes, let's go to the window, Babs, dear, and see your Prince Charming. How lucky you are that he has a jalop. A Cadillac. A Cadillac? Daddy, it's a Cadillac.
Yeah, but it's only last season. But wait till you see Jeff. Hey, here he comes.
Why, Daddy, he's gorgeous. He's divine.
Oh, he is handsome.
Oh, look at those shoulders.
Yeah, they're his own, too.
Daddy, what's his name?
Jeff Bradley.
Did you say Jeff Bradley?
Mm.
Jefferson Bradley of the Pasadena Bradley?
Helene, you better push your eyeballs back in their sockets.
I'll go let him in.
Yes, Helene. Weren't you about to run along?
Oh, I wouldn't dream of being so rude, dear. Since you insist, I'll stay.
Jefferson Bradley, department store Bradley, it must be.
Well. Come in, Jeff.
Good evening, Mr. Riley.
Folks, meet Jeff Bradley. Jeff, this is my wife.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Fine, and now meet my little girl, Babs.
How do you do? I didn't expect to meet such charming...
Not her. This one's my daughter.
Hello, Mr. Bradley.
Well, this is more like it. I mean...
Well, really?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
But
not. Oh, gosh. I'm afraid I was a little rude with her.
Yeah, just a little, but it's okay for a starter.
Well, Mr. Bradley, shall we go into the dining room?
Yeah, let's. As they say in Pasadena, dinner is served. Every man for himself.
Riley, get away from that door.
But Peg,
you've done enough eavesdropping for one night. That keyhole's giving you a cauliflower ear.
But I want to find out if he's asking Babs to the dance.
Oh, you and your schemes.
10 times during dinner I hinted. You think he'd catch on when I started to sing, Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Unless you go to a school dance.
Oh, it was embarrassing.
What I mean to say is, Babs, would you let me take you to the school dance Saturday?
At last.
Oh, I'd love it. Oh, well, I don't know.
She don't know. What's she saying?
Oh, come on. Say you'll go with me.
Well, I'd have to think it over.
Think it over? She's going berserk.
Oh, please, I'd love to take you. Say yes, Babs.
Well...
Oh,
come on. Say yes. Say yes.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Yes, sir, Dumplin', if I say so myself, I sure put it over last night.
You did everything except put a gun to that boy's head.
Anyway, he's taking Babs to the dance, and she's happy.
Oh, hello, Babs.
Hello.
What, Babs, what's wrong, dear? Something's happened, I can tell by your face.
Mother, it's the most horrible disaster of my life. That little cat, Helene, now she's deliberately changed the dance to a formal. Oh. She knows I haven't got a formal gown. She's just burning with jealousy because of Jeff.
Oh, no, that's okay, Babsy, so you'll wear something sub-formal. You'll still be the prettiest girl there.
But all the other girls are going formal. I couldn't embarrass Jeff.
Oh, that Helene, I'd like to wring her neck. Oh,
hey, wait a minute. What are we worrying about? Your mother's got a nightgown. I mean an evening gown. It'll fit you like an old glove.
Oh, nonsense. Well, she can't wear that old thing. I got it in 1929.
But... Daddy, you'll just have to buy me a formal gown.
Oh, dear, I guess we'll have to. Though I don't suppose you can get one for less than $50.
Please, Daddy, please.
$50? Where am I going to get $50? Right now, if a new dress was only $5, I'd be $10 short. Poor Babsy. Why didn't you pick out a father who was rich instead of handsome?
You, Mr. Riley. It's me, Waldo Benny.
Oh, hello, Waldo. How are you tonight?
Oh, my sagging sacroiliac. I went horseback riding this afternoon.
Oh, you had a mean horse, huh?
Oh, no, he was very polite. Whenever he came to a fence, he let me go over first.
Yeah, I got my troubles too, Waldo. I got to get Babs a formal gown for the school dance, but I'm broke.
Oh, that's dreadful, simply dreadful.
Oh, it's a crazy world. When Babs was an infant, I had the money to buy her all the clothes she needed. Now she wears even less, and I can't afford it.
Mr. Riley, do you have anything of value that could be traded in?
Well, let me see. Well, there's my personal bowling ball with the velvet thumb protector. Why?
Well, does it mean a great deal to you?
My bowling ball? Why, I used to sleep with it under my pillow. But I had to stop. I was putting dents in it.
Well, you could trade it in for an evening gown at the economy swap shop.
Hey, that's an... No, wait. I don't want my Babs wearing no secondhand stuff.
Well, but most of their gowns are like new, only been worn once or twice.
And she look elegant?
I guarantee it. I'll pick out a dream.
Well, okay, Waldo. You go to the economy swap shop and have that dress here tomorrow night. I'll make her look gorgeous. Gee, it's just like in the story. She'll be Citronella and I'll be her fairy godmother. Babs, here you are. Well, hurry up, get dressed. Jeff will be calling for you any minute.
Oh, Daddy, I told you a dozen times I just can't go without a formal.
Well, what do you think this is?
Daddy! Is that dress for me?
Well, it ain't for me. I don't go out nights with a bare midriff.
Oh, Daddy, you're an angel.
What's all the excitement? Babs, where'd you get that gown?
Daddy bought it. Isn't it stunning?
Oh, Roddy, that must have cost a fortune. Where'd you get it?
Well, you see...
It's from Saks, Mother. Look at the box.
Yeah, the box is from Saks, all right. Only I...
Where'd you get the money?
Well, I figured that my bowling...
Riley, you're giving up bowling. Oh, you're sweet. And you just finished up paying for your new bowling ball.
Well, now, wait, Peg. Don't get the wrong idea. You see...
Oh, Daddy, I'll never forget this. And it's just my size. It's going to fit like a dream.
Oh, she's so happy, Riley. It's not every father do what you did.
Well, thanks, Peg. But you see, I got this gown. I mean, the economy...
Riley, sometimes we just have to forget about economy.
But, Peg, I...
She couldn't possibly have worn my old gown. Oh, you're so understanding, dear. Most men don't realize that women would rather die than wear something secondhand. Were you going to say something, dear?
No, nothing.
Oh, Mother, Daddy, look. Isn't it super?
Oh, Babsy, you look adorable.
Oh, just wait until that Helene Smythe sees me in this. Oh, there's Jeff now. Where's my coat? My compact? Yeah. Oh, here.
Oh, good night, dear.
Good night.
Bye, Mother. Bye, goodbye.
Yeah, have fun, sweetheart. Drive careful, Jeff.
Okay, Mr. Riley. Good night.
Good night.
Well, there they go. Doesn't Babs look beautiful?
Yeah. gives me a proud feeling to know that that's my own flesh and blood. But I got to admit, on her, it looks better. Oh, hello, Waldo.
Well, I see Babs is on her way to the dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Mr. Binney. Did you see her stunning gown?
Oh, yes. It's amazing what you can pick up in secondhand shops these days.
Yes. No, Waldo.
Secondhand shops? You mean that Babs is... Chester Riley.
Well, I tried to tell you, Peg, but you wouldn't let me. Anyway, it looks new. It even fooled you.
Oh, honestly, Riley,
Don't worry. Babs will be a sensation.
Well, she ought to be. See, I forgot to tell you what the man said in the swap shop. That dress was originally owned by none other than that prominent debutante, Helene Smythe.
You hear that, Peg? Babs ain't wearing just anybody's dress. She's wearing...
Helene Smythe, cast-off gown. Do you realize what'll happen when Elaine sees Babs in it? Chester Riley, what have you got to say now?
What a revolting development this is. Peg, stop pushing me, will you?
Riley, if you don't go in there and get Babs out of that dance before she meets Helene...
Okay, I'll go. Come with me, Waldo.
Oh, dear, Mr. Riley, I blame myself for this.
Oh, it ain't your fault, Waldo. It's these women and their gowns. Tea gowns, lunch gowns, dinner gowns. Why can't they be like us men? We buy one suit and a bottle of spot remover and we're good for 5 years. Come on. Gee, it's crowded. You see Babs anywhere?
I think. Yeah, there she is, dancing with Jeff.
He mustn't see us. We'll have to catch her eye in a QT. Now here, hide behind these potted palm trees. Bend down.
Mr. Riley, the palms are too short. Your head is sticking out.
That's okay. They'll think it's a coconut.
She's coming this way.
Good. Now's my chance.
No, wait. There's a girl coming up to her.
What girl? Oh, it's Helene. We're too late.
Why, hello, Bev, darling.
Why, Helene, dear. So nice to see you. You remember Jeff.
Good evening, Helene.
Why, Bev, dear, that dress.
Uh-oh, there's going to be fireworks.
Yeah, and I'm the punk who started it.
Why, thank you, Helene. Do you really like it?
No, don't ask that.
Like it? Well, really, I had it made for me over a year ago.
Helene, if this is your idea of a joke, this dress happens to come from...
Yes, I know, the economy swap shop. That's where I usually get rid of my old gowns.
Oh, Waldo, hold my hand.
Well, you must be mistaken, Helene.
Oh, really, Helene, fun is fun, but this gown was born...
I know, Saks Fifth Avenue. They created it especially for me. You'll probably find my initials on a tag under the hem. Mind if I peek?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Helene.
Yes, there it is. See?
Oh,
if I had poison, I'd take it.
But don't worry, Babs, darling. We'll keep your little secret, won't we, Jeff?
Helene, I think you're... Excuse me, Jeff.
Babs, wait. Where are you going?
Babsy, wait. It's me, Daddy.
You? Oh, don't speak to me.
But, Babsy, listen, I can explain. Wait.
Riley, what happened?
Babs, dear.
Please, I just want to be left alone.
Oh, now look what you've done. A fine father you turned out to be.
You're right. Oh, Peg, why did you ever beg me to marry you? What a life. What's the use of it all? You're born, you work, you slave, you struggle, and in the end, what happens?
Who there, Riley?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Oh, Digger, I'm in an awful jam. I'm an outcast. It makes no difference to anybody whether I'm alive or not.
It makes a difference to me. I'm your friend, Riley. Tell me about it.
Well, it's on account of my kid.
Ah, yes. Kiddies invariably create difficulties. Yesterday, some naughty boys pilfered a sign from a restaurant and hung it on the door of my business establishment. Oh, I was furious.
Well, what did the sign say?
Give us a trial and you'll never go anyplace else.
But in my case, it ain't what Babs done, it's what I done. Oh, I embarrassed her something awful.
Oh, yes, embarrassment is a painful thing. Once my cousin visited my workshop and lay down to take a nap. At that time, I had a nearsighted assistant.
Well, how did that embarrass your cousin?
How would you like to wake up with a lily in your hand?
But Babs was really humiliated at the high school dance.
Ah, high school dances. The rapturous romance of sweet 17. Calling for Bertha in the Stanley steamer. Romping to the rhythm of the turkey trot. Saying goodnight in her vestibule. I adore vestibules. They're so gay.
Poor Babs, she ain't gay right now.
Riley, take my advice. Go to Babs. Plead for forgiveness.
I guess you're right. Will you come with me, Digger? Maybe you'll cheer her up.
Sorry, I have an appointment and I mustn't be late. In my profession, we have a saying. Never stand anyone up. Cheerio! I'd better be shoveling off.
Where's Babs?
Where do you think? In her room, crying.
I'll fix that. Leave it to me. Babsy, don't cry. Please, darling. I can't stand to hear you cry. I know it's awful, but us Rileys know how to take it. On the chin, with a smile. So smile, like I'm smiling.
I'll be all right, Daddy. Just leave me alone, please.
I don't blame you for hating me. I'm no good. Take my advice. Leave me. You and your brother and your mother, leave me. I'll make things easy for you. I'll stay here. You go find yourself another house. I'm just no good.
Oh, Daddy, stop it. You're as good as anybody. I love you the way you are.
Babs, you ain't mad at me?
Of course not. You were trying to help me.
But if you ain't mad, why are you still crying?
It's that horrible Helene, humiliating me like that. I'll get even with her someday.
You bet we will. And that goes for her old man, too. I'm through doing business with his bank. I can get my blotters somewhere else.
And what hurts most is, it all happened in front of Jeff.
Well, don't you care about him.
But Mrs. Riley, I've got to see you.
I don't think you better.
Oh, Daddy, it's Jeff.
Babs, I'm sorry to barge in on
you
like this,
but... Yeah,
you're
a fine one. Running out on my little girl. Why didn't you stick up for her? If you were a gentleman, you'd have punched that Helene right in the nose.
Jeff, you better go. I've embarrassed you enough tonight.
Well, you didn't embarrass me. I don't care about that dress.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Oh, no, I'm not. Why, this tux I'm wearing is secondhand, too, and it's not even mine.
But, Jeff, I don't understand. But that Cadillac.
Oh, I sort of thought you folks had the wrong idea. That's not my car. I'm just a chauffeur. That's how I'm paying my way through college.
But ain't you one of the department store Bradleys?
Oh, heck no. They're my rich relatives. And they're just like the stuff in their store. No bargains. I'm one of the poor Bradleys.
You're not kidding Babs along, are you, Jeff?
Oh, no. Word of honor. You see, the tux, I rented it. I'd better go. If I don't give it back by 12, it's $2 extra.
On the level, Jeff, you ain't rich.
Mr. Riley, I've only got $3 to my name.
Put it there, Jeff. Pack Babs. Ain't that wonderful? He's a bum.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Keel, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. And remember, for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Until next time, in the words of Neil deGrasse Tyson, Does it disturb anyone else that the Los Angeles Angels baseball team translates directly to the Angels?